Proclamation number 8211 of 11th of July, 1962. Many are called, few only chosen. Many are called but few are chosen. Yet it is not an arbitrary act on my part that I only appoint and enable a few to work for me and my kingdom. Instead, this is determined by you humans yourselves, for you are all called to become true children of God, and as soon as you take this seriously you will also soon be chosen, for then the prerequisites will also be there which will cause me to send you spiritual gifts in abundance. Graces which you only need to utilize in order to attain childship to God, which is the purpose and goal of your earthly life. You should therefore not believe that you are already predetermined from eternity whether you will reach the degree of maturity or not. You should not believe that I give special attention to one or the other, or that I bestow unusual gifts of grace upon him which enable him to shape himself according to my will. The same gifts of grace are available to all of you humans, but you yourselves have to evaluate them accordingly. And then I can choose you. I can already give you an office on earth which all people could administer but don't have the will for it, and therefore don't fulfill the conditions which are a prerequisite for such an office. For it is a spiritual task which I give to those whom I choose. It is a service for me and my kingdom which does not earn the human being earthly goods but only concerns the redemption of erring souls. An action for which I need people who shall fulfill this redeeming task on their fellow human beings. And since you are all to prove yourselves in serving love, you are also all called. Yet only the one who proves himself is also chosen, for then he will also have the strength at his disposal which such a rescue action requires, because he gains the strength through his activity of love. And because this activity of love now also unites the human being with me, so that the spiritual spark resting in him, my share, now awakens and impels the human being into the activity he is to carry out in my service, and because he is then, as instructed by my spirit, will also work, want and think entirely in my will, and he is now a suitable servant for me. A chosen one who now administers his ministry for the blessing of his fellow human beings, who is in contact with me and with his fellow human beings at the same time and can therefore also transfer my will to them. For it is necessary that people know of my will, and anyone who places himself at my disposal as a mediator of his own free will and who wants to be active in redemption will be accepted by me. And I will fill him with grace and strength. I will give him light so that he will carry the light out into the world. For he has followed my call, and I was therefore able to choose him and include him in the flock of my own who are eagerly active for me and my kingdom. Amen.